You know, after reading the email that we got in for today's second date update, there's like a number of options as to why this dude's not getting a call back.
Wow.
This date, unless maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it sounds terrible.
What?
Like if I were a woman on this date, horrible. Maybe if I was a dude, I don't know. But Neil is on the phone. And Neil, tell us about your terrible date.
Oh, wait a minute. What wasn't that bad?
Really? Are you sure? Because reading your email, I was like, ow, ooh. And then that happened?
What?
Oh, damn.
Ow.
I am so curious how Neil could think that this is okay and you think it's horrible.
Yeah. Neil, first of all, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Andrea.
And how'd you meet Andrea?
We met on an online dating service.
Okay. Oh, well, very formal name for it, sir. Yes.
Oh, well, I can't tell.
And what did you like about her?
I thought she was cute. She seemed really nice, and I liked her profile, and so we chatted on the phone a little bit.
Oh,
on the phone, actually.
What? Wait, like voices?
I know. Can you believe it? I actually talked to a human being on the phone.
Weird.
I'm shocked right now.
Time travel.
No wonder she's not calling you back, you weirdo.
Yeah, it's like you're dating back in the 60s
yeah.
or something.
What's wrong with you?
I thought it was the right thing to do.
I
don't know.
As much as we're making fun of you, Neil, I actually think that it's a really nice move.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, it shows that you're actually interested, and I assume you guys had a good conversation since you went out on a date after it?
Yeah, we had a nice chat and conversation, so I took her to a concert.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
That's cool. Like a big concert, or?
No, you know, it wasn't like the Rolling Stones. It was like a cover band kind of thing that played all kinds of party music, I guess.
That's so fun.
A cover band, okay. And what was it like the first time you guys met in person?
It was great. She was cute. We seemed to get along, and she gave me a hug, like, hi, how are you? I said, oh, this is going to be nice.
Okay, what's the awful part, though? Because Jubal painted it as this horrible evening.
And over, like,
yeah.
Ugh, ouch, ooh.
Well, first thing she did, she was talking about my profile picture and how, you know, I had facial hair. But I shaved because, you know, I figured, oh, let me, you know, I'm going on a date. Let me shave up. So maybe that freaked her out or something. Or, you know,
right.
Yeah, it feel weird.
You show up and you're a different person.
Yeah.
A lot of times that will scare people.
How different did you look, Neil?
I guess I had like a kind of a full goatee, and then I kind of shaved it all off.
Wow. She was willing to go out with you and ate a goatee. You must have a lot of game on the phone.
That's what I'm thinking, Jubal. I think if anything, she'd be thankful that that thing was gone.
Tell us about the concert, because the details that you put in your email, like I said, it sounds like it didn't go very smoothly.
Uh-oh.
Well, we were dancing, having a good time, but just out of nowhere, she started talking about, you know, comedy, and she started saying how much she likes Kevin Hart as a comedian.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Lots of people.
I hate Kevin Hart.
What? Who hates Kevin Hart? I thought everyone loves Kevin Hart.
Neil does not like Kevin Hart.
Number one, he's overrated. Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, hello, been there, done that.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are the legends.
And he's like 2'4". I mean, come on.
All right.
And he's
so
short.
He's short
you
and
don't
you find
like
him
it because he's short.
Unfunny.
So, you know, I told her, look, Kevin Hart's not funny. And she just started like arguing back and forth how brilliant he is. And I just looked at him and said, he's just not funny.
Oh.
That's always good to start an argument with your date.
She brought it up, and I just told her the truth. I mean, the truth hurts.
You can't hold back for a second if you're on a first date and just go, yeah, okay, cool.
Look, what was I going to do? I can't lie to her. I don't want to start off the date relationship by lying. What if she brought home a bunch of Kevin Hart videos on our second date? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what?
I know, right?
Why would you do that? That's, I mean, one, I don't. There's like a lot of facts, including his paycheck, that back up that he's funny. And two, why even argue about it? Just say, oh, he's not my favorite and move on.
Maybe I should have did that. But, you know, by the way, just because you get paid a lot of money doesn't mean you're funny.
Well,
I mean, I never walked into a bank and got laughs.
Yeah. What happened after you guys argued about Kevin Hart?
Well, then we, you know, of course, a couple of good tunes came on and we started dancing. And I actually had this full beer and I kind of, you know, spilled it on her. Yeah, it's the best way to describe it.
How much of the beer did you spill on her?
I think the lady behind me bumped me, but I guess like more than half the mug fell into her, kind of hit her on her jeans and on her sweater and stuff.
Oh, that sucks.
So you argued about Kevin Hart and then you dumped a beer on her, is what it sounds like.
Did you apologize?
Of course I did. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But,
okay, that's good.
You know.
Well, I will say that one's an accident. I mean, it sucks, but it's an accident.
If Kevin Hart did it, I'm sure she wouldn't have mind.
Yeah. Well, that guy can
back
do anything,
Kevin
right?
It would have been the funniest beer spill
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, it would have been funny, like slapstick.
So after you argued with her and then spilled a drink on her, how did you guys end things?
Well, I thought we recovered from that. And then she just said, you know what, I got to go. And she left.
Oh, yeah. You didn't recover from that then.
No.
Not at all.
No hug yeah. or kiss?
No, but I did text her. I just said, sorry about the beer. Didn't mean to do that. Though we made a connection. Mm-hmm. But also that, you know, Kevin Hart, still not funny.
Wait, like you didn't give it up? You even put it in writing form about Kevin Hart?
Look, if she was a good sport and was into me, she would have thought that was funny. You know, that was the
yeah.
Remember,
and
she doesn't know funny because she likes Kevin Hart.
That's
so
a good point. It doesn't sound like she thought it was funny because she's not calling you back and she also left in the middle of your date.
Yeah.
Well, look, even though it didn't end well, I still want another chance, you know? She was cute, she was nice, and I know we made a connection.
Okay.
Even though we had some differences.
All right, well, play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, man, hang on.